Prince Johann Ernst von Sachsen-Weimar was a lover of music, and in his short life of only 18 years, he was to make an impact on the course of music history. As a young child, he took violin lessons with one of the court musicians at Weimar, and music became his passion. He studied at the University of Utrecht in 1711, when he was only 15, and during his 2 years there, he would visit Amsterdam and access the latest in music publishing. This was exactly the same time that Vivaldi fever had taken hold of Europe, and the young prince sends scores back to Weimar for the court musicians to study and to perform. Amongst the scores was L'Estro Armonico, a famous collection of 12 Vivaldi concertos. Bach was at the time working in Weimar and was profoundly influenced by Vivaldi's concerto style, arranging them for harpsichord concertos. When Johann Ernst returned home to Weimar, he took lessons from Bach's cousin, Johann Gottfried Walter, who gave him keyboard lessons and composition lessons too. Johann Ernst's early death seems to have been caused by a metastatic sarcoma, which caused him great suffering. Yet in the 9 months before his death, he produced an astonishing 19 instrumental pieces, including several violin concertos, some of which were later transcribed by Bach for solo harpsichord. His violin concertos were published 3 years after his death, and in the preface, Telemann wrote, "Admiring him that in a few years granted to him, he developed such mastery in an art as difficult as to learn music. Even after his death, he shall always remain a joy to all of us through his works." The violin concertos show the influence of the Italian concerto, with lively ritornello themes and plenty of sequences. Above all, one can pick up a youthful enthusiasm and energy. This can be heard in the opening movement of Johann Ernst's 7th violin concerto in G major. It is performed here by Gernot Susmuth and the Thuringer Bach Collegium. Was Prince Johann Ernst von Sachs-Weimar's Violin Concerto No. 7 in G major, the first movement, played by the Thuringer Bach Collegium with Gernot Susmuth. To hear this and many other bonbons, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.